it's spring, and that means, well, at least what I've noticed, that there has been a lot of birds chirping and singing away, and that means it's also time for the backyard bird count. So this is the time where bird watchers go out, they catalogue all the birds they see and hear, and then we can find out what birds we've got in this marvellous country. I've got Judy Christie here, from who is a volunteer with BirdLife, who's going to tell us a little bit more. So Christie, what do you do to participate in the Aussie Backyard Bird Count?
Oh, well, look, it's really pretty easy, Eleanor. There's a website, or there's the app. If you know your birds, you can probably download the app, and it gives you, which is Aussie Bird Count. So it's the Aussie Bird Count. If you look that up on the App Store, that'll give you the app, or on the website, which is aussiebirdcount.org.au. And it suggests you do 20 minutes looking at counting whatever birds you can see wherever you are. It's probably the aim of the bird count is really to get people who maybe don't usually look at the birds in their backyard or the birds in their local park. So we're really trying to engage people who maybe, you know, have sort of not really taken much notice, but here's a chance to just stop. We like to suggest 20 minutes because that makes it a sort of a standard survey, so it gives it a bit of credibility scientifically, and it's a great way to just engage with nature in your backyard or your local park. It's almost a mindfulness exercise in some cases.
Alrighty, so, I mean, personally, I feel like I'm okay with my birds. I've got the magpies and the kookaburras and, you know, the pigeons and the ibises But, you know, sometimes people don't always know the names of birds. So, you know, how do you look that up? How do you make sure you've got the right name?
Yeah, well, look, in the app and on the website, there's a field guide. So you can, it basically says, you know, is the bird you see big, little, small, you know, black, white, and it takes you through.
So it's like a guess who for birds.
Yes. Look, for a long time, for over 10 years, we've had the Birds in Backyards website, which has created a really good bird finder tool, and a lot of people have used that over the years to help identify their backyards. But you would be surprised how many people in Sydney wouldn't know the difference between a currawong and a magpie.
I'm going to stay very quiet when you said that. I'm pretty sure I know the difference. Yeah, the currawongs are the black ones, right?
Well, they're both black and white. They're both black and white birds, but the currawong is blacker.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. All right. So anyone out there, if you didn't know, that's the difference.
I mean, that's a pretty basic one for Sydney, because, you know, the magpies have really had a terrific breeding season last summer, and there seemed to be a proliferation of magpies around. Talking to people, you know, in the inner city, they were all saying, oh, yeah, I've got magpies in my backyard, and there seem to be more.
I seem to have butcher birds at mine.
Yeah.
Oh, they're really cute little birds. If you didn't know, look them up. They're some of my favourites. But so have there been any unusual birds that have been cropping up this year? People have been like,
There actually have. Because it's been so dry out in the west, real drought conditions, a lot of inland birds, particularly ones that sort of come down in this, you know, that sort of migrate from the north to breed in New South Wales in the spring. They've arrived out at, you know, Dubbo or Mudgee or somewhere and gone, gosh, this is looking pretty dreadful. And they've turned up, they've headed east to the city. So there've been a couple of interesting sightings a couple of weeks ago of wood swallows and skylarks, which are normally birds of the bush that have come to the city. One of the fascinating things about bird watching is it changes, it's dynamic, it reflects the environment. So, you know, as you said, it's spring now, so the cuckoos have arrived. I don't think anybody in Sydney would really miss hearing the Channelbill cuckoos or the coels, those birds that go on.
We used to have a pair of magpie parents, and they were bringing up this cuckoo, and you could just hear the poor magpies trying to deal with this enormous baby that clearly wasn't theirs.
It's a fascinating phenomenon, the cuckoos that lay their eggs in host nests. Yeah, so, you know, there has been some unusual birds, but really we're not asking people to go out and find anything particularly unusual. We're really encouraging people to just take some time, 20 minutes, to just count what's around them. And that might just be the most common birds that we have, which across Australia and in Sydney and in New South Wales last year, the two most common birds were the rainbow lorikeet and the noisy miner.
Oh,
and
really?
I would have thought that's what I have in my backyard.
Huh, interesting. All right, well, how did you get into bird watching?
Oh, well, I've been watching birds for about 30 years. I think I sort of, you know, took it up as just, you know, I don't know, something, an excuse to sort of go out into the bush and not do very much, you know. it's an opportunity to sort of, you know, go wandering around, and people say, you know, what are you doing? You go, well, I'm just bird watching. You know, you put a pair of binoculars around your neck and then nobody kind of, you know, bothers you too much. But yes, I've got pretty fascinated over the years, and probably it was when I first had a little garden and saw small birds coming into the garden, and that was great. And then as we've changed the environment in the urban area significantly, a lot of the gardens have gone, so the small birds have disappeared, and I guess I've got a bit more active in with bird life and birds in backyards, trying to encourage people to, you know, turn their gardens into thinking about how you can make your garden more small bird friendly. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's interesting.
Yeah, all righty. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but it's been very interesting.
Great. Well, look, can I just say that this afternoon at 6 o'clock at Centennial Park at the Education Centre, we're running a free survey for just asking people to come along. And if anyone wants to actually participate in the survey with a bit of guidance, Centennial Park this afternoon at 6, if it's not pouring with rain, or just download the app, check out the website, get to know your local birds.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much for that. That was Judy Christie there, who is a volunteer with BirdLife. So if you do want to know anything more about the Aussie Backyard Bird Count, do head to their website, head to our podcast. We will have all the information on there.